The Fed's base case talk of transitory inflation and plan to slow the balance sheet runoff were the two major takeaways from the policy decision. Both of these takeaways are what translated to the market's dovish read, something that is well received by investors. Interestingly enough, the US dollar has recovered since, though we believe the price action is more about short-term profit taking on dollar shorts than anything else. It's also possible the Fed made the market a little less nervous about the impact of US trade policies, which renewed a sense of comfort in the buck that had been in question in recent days. But overall, the Fed decision has leaned more dovish, which should invite renewed downside pressure on the dollar. Earlier today, Aussie employment data came in soft, which weighed on the Australian dollar, and even the New Zealand dollar has come back under pressure and sympathy despite a better-than-expected New Zealand GDP read. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar ahead come from German producer prices, UK employment, an ECB Lagarde speech, Eurozone construction output, the ECB bulletin, an ECB Lane speech, the BOE policy decision, Canada producer prices, a BOE Bailey speech, US initial jobless claims, the Philly Fed, and existing home sales. That's all for now.